Good morning. It's Friday, February the 5th, 2010, and this is the Three Beautiful Things podcast based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk. Saturday, January the 30th. Raindrops, roses, and gem from the pile. 1. I like the patter-spat of rain on my umbrella. 2. Nick comes home with an armful of roses. They are yellow with a red blush at the tips of the petals, and it makes me think of orange juice carefully poured over grenadine. 3. I've picked up Hilary Mantel's Beyond Black. It's been on my to-read pile for years. I think I might have snaffled it from Katie, who I used to live with. But now I've got going with it. I'm really hooked. It's the story of a voluptuous psychic and her spiky nowhere woman sidekick. Sunday, January the 31st. Saving Grace, Viewer, and Film India. 1. We follow the herd to M&S for an eat-in for £10 offer. I push through the scrum to get a bottle of wine, a small chicken, a bag of prepared vegetables, and 2 chocolate and toffee cream confections. The checkout man says, "Do you want to know how much you've saved?" "Of course we do." He tells us that it's £6. 2. A lady comes to view the flat. We've worked hard to make it appealing, and she is positive. Of the 8 she's seen today, this is one of 2 that she likes. 3. We watch Om Shanti Om. I've never seen a Bollywood film before. Nick, judging by his familiarity with the stars who made guest appearances at an award ceremony after Party Someone dance number, has seen a great many of them. Monday, February the 1st. Scarlet Scarf, Advice, and the Step. 1. To see Nick from a long way off because his scarlet alpaca scarf stands out. 2. There is a fat old household management book in our kitchen. It gets pulled out and consulted all the time, the reaction usually being, "What the hell is sweetbreads?" and "Where on earth do you get hold of camphor?" and "There is no way on earth I'm boiling that." I go in for some information about making stock. In the summary points at the top it says, "Be careful about the amount of turnip used. A little bit of turnip goes a long way in flavouring." As one commenter said, "No turnip at all goes a long way in flavouring stock." 3. Taking a firm step towards my dream of writing a script for a British science fiction or fantasy series by responding to a call for pitches from Big Finish, the company that produces the Doctor Who radio plays. Tuesday, February the 2nd. Snow, not fish sauce, and sleeping. 1. There is a dusting of snow this morning, as if the world has been lightly sugared. 2. As I am paying, my bottle of soy sauce falls over, but no harm is done. "At least it's not fish sauce," says the shopkeeper. "When a bottle of that breaks, it takes a month to get rid of the smell." 3. I read until I can't keep my eyes open. It feels so good to put my book down and drift off to sleep. Wednesday, February the 3rd. Archaeology, Face, and Baking. 1. I interview an archaeologist who tells me that I ask difficult but good questions. He illustrates his points with funny stories. The Iron Age did not begin with a man cantering around Britain with a trumpet saying, "Everyone start using iron now." It was more of a gradual process. And, well, I wouldn't go into a Glasgow pub and say, "Actually, you're not Celts." 2. A friend posts a picture of her new baby on Facebook. 3. The smell of spices and baking makes itself at home while the bread pudding is in the oven. Thursday, February the 4th. Send, blue smoke and turning off lights. 1. With great satisfaction, I press send on the email carrying my work. 2. The wardens are at work on the common. The smoke from their bonfire is so blue in the grey February mist. 3. I leave the flat lit up like a cruise liner for the benefit of the viewer who is coming round shortly. Afternoon viewers always mutter about the lack of light. When I get back 3/4 of an hour later, the estate agent has been round and turned off all the lights again. Friday, February the 5th. Tea, early, and the act. 1. Grabbing tea with a friend as she happens to be in town. She has some happy news. 2. As I'm leaving for the theatre, Nick comes home unexpectedly early. "Who are you going with?" "By myself." "Would you like me to come too?" "I would very much." 3. To see an actor's face change as she flips from part to part. I like to catch the moment, the out-breath, the dab of the handkerchief, the lifting of the shoulders, when she finds herself back in the narrator. And that's it. Have a wonderful week and look out for your own beautiful things. This podcast is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.